As firms have become leaner and more dynamic, with different units working together to offer integrated products and services, and with companies working with suppliers, customers, and competitors in an array of strategic alliances, new managers have described a transition that gets harder all the time. Let me emphasize that the struggles these new managers face represent the norm, not the exception. These aren't impaired managers operating in dysfunctional organizations. They're ordinary people facing ordinary adjustment problems. The vast majority of them survive the transition and learn to function in their new role, but imagine how much more effective they would be if the transition were less traumatic. To help new managers pass this first leadership test, we need to help them understand the essential nature of their role, what it truly means to be in charge. Most see themselves as managers and leaders. They use the rhetoric of leadership. They certainly feel the burdens of leadership, but they just don't get it. Why learning to manage is so hard? One of the first things new managers discover is that their role, by definition a stretch assignment, is even more demanding than they'd anticipated. They are surprised to learn that the skills and methods required for success as an individual contributor and those required for success as a manager are starkly different, and that there is a gap between their current capabilities and the requirements of the new position. In their prior job, success depended primarily on their personal expertise and actions. As managers, they are responsible for setting and implementing an agenda for a whole group, something for which their careers as individual performers haven't prepared them. Take the case of Michael Jones, the new securities firm branch manager I just mentioned. The identities of individuals cited in this article have been disguised. Michael had been a broker for 13 years and was a stellar producer, one of the most aggressive and innovative professionals in his region. At his company, new branch managers were generally promoted from the ranks on the basis of individual competence and achievements, so no one was surprised when the regional director asked him to consider a management career. Michael was confident he understood what it took to be an effective manager. In fact, on numerous occasions, he had commented that if he had been in charge, he would have been willing and able to fix things and make life better in the branch. After a month in his new role, however, he was feeling moments of intense panic. It was harder than he had imagined to get his ideas implemented. He realized he had given up his security blanket, and there was no turning back. Michael's reaction, although a shock to him, isn't unusual. Learning to lead is a process of learning by doing. It can't be taught in a classroom. It is a craft primarily acquired through on-the-job experiences, especially adverse experiences in which the new manager, working beyond his current capabilities, proceeds by trial and error. Most star individual performers haven't made many mistakes, so this is new for them. Furthermore, few managers are aware, in the stressful mistake-making moments, that they are learning. The learning occurs incrementally and gradually. As this process slowly progresses, as the new manager unlearns a mindset and habits that have served him over a highly successful early career, a new professional identity emerges. He internalizes new ways of thinking and being and discovers new ways of measuring success and deriving satisfaction from work. Not surprisingly, this kind of psychological adjustment is taxing. As one new manager notes, "I never knew a promotion could be so painful." Painful and stressful. New managers inevitably ponder two questions: will I like management, and will I be good at management? Of course, there are no immediate answers. They come only with experience. And these two questions are often accompanied by an even more unsettling one: who am I becoming? A new manager's misconceptions. Becoming a boss is difficult, but I don't want to paint an unrelentingly bleak picture. What I have found in my research is that the transition is often harder than it need be because of new managers' misconceptions about their role. Their ideas about what it means to be a manager hold some truth, but because these notions are simplistic and incomplete, they create false expectations that individuals struggle to reconcile with the reality of managerial life. By acknowledging the following misconceptions, some of which rise almost to the level of myth in their near-universal acceptance, new managers have a far greater chance of success.